The following is the realization of His Holiness Vedavyasa Priya Swami.
Nandarani, as I knew, it was in Kartik of 1998 that Nandarani came with her mother to Vrindavan. She loved festivals. The next day after Mangalarti, a few devotees from Mumbai Yatra approached me and requested me to accompany them for Vrindavan Parikrama. At first I wanted to give an excuse on account of my deity worship during that time, but somehow or other I agreed and soon took the lead and started for the main road to the Parikrama road. I saw Nandarani and her mother walking ahead of Varaghat. I walked fast past them, but soon Nandarani came running behind and requested me if she and her mother could join me. She was jubilant as soon as she got permission from me, and she yelled at her mother to come up fast. She was telling her that they were very fortunate to do Parikrama with me. I thought to slow down, regardless that we might reach back in time for Shringar Darshan. But when Nandarani opened up the treasure of her inquisitiveness regarding the historical places on the path and specific pastimes of the Lord, she kept asking and I kept replying, we wouldn't keep track of time till we reached back to the temple for Shringar Darshan, surprisingly in time. She was an inspiration. Looking at her devotional participation at a tender age and her accomplishments, I strongly feel that she knew she had little time, and that is why she wanted to accomplish at a fast pace to her heart's content. Moreover, she must have been a mature devotee in her past life, since her Vyas Puja offering to her Guru indicates the precision in her eloquence, sincerity and seriousness, both in her spiritual and material education. Since the tender age of 4 till her sudden departure, she was an ideal example of unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service accompanied by utsaha, nishchaya, dhairya, tatta, karma, pravartana. What could be inauspicious for her? Therefore, I strongly feel that she is well protected in divine hands. She is well ahead of many of us on the progressive path back home, back to Godhead. Her memories are like a tender, fresh, blooming, youthful and perfect flower offered at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. I was indeed fortunate to smell her devotional character's fragrance.